Jordan, thanks so much for joining us today. Boy, you should be getting ready. You should be with your teammates getting ready to play today. How are you keeping through all this?
Hey guys, yeah, thanks for having me. You know, this time's definitely been an interesting time. You know, as far as baseball goes, I can't remember a time in June that I haven't been playing ball. So it's kind of just I'm staying as ready as I can be for a hopeful season. I'm hoping it starts up soon and we can kind of get back to normal playing wise. But I'm just not sure when that will happen right now.
I was going to ask you how close. Obviously, you're following this closely. That would go without saying. But how much communication is there with? I think Matt Shoemaker is sort of the player's rep for the Blue Jays. How much communication is there regarding the actual negotiations?
Yeah, so definitely Shoemaker. He's our representative for the Blue Jays, and he's in contact with us at least a couple times a week. Just he's just relaying the information he gets, and we have a big group message where we can discuss stuff. So a couple times a week he talks to us, and as far as it goes, there's nothing concrete in place. We wish there was, but so. The information we know is kind of the same as you guys know right now.
Jordan, can you give our listeners some insight into how a major league pitcher like yourself can at all replicate what spring training might be in terms of throwing, in terms of practice? Like, are there specific things that you can do to try to stay as sharp as possible under obviously surreal and unprecedented conditions?
Yeah, so it was definitely, I'd say, just a little more difficult, because having all the facilities closed, all the gyms were closed down here. So the Blue Jays were, gracious enough to let me take a few weights from the field before we all shut down. So I've been doing home workouts. I've been playing catch just kind of on the road for the last 6 weeks, but. The Blue Jays field actually just opened up down here in Dunedin on Monday, limited capacity. So finally I'm able to go into the field, but it was kind of just home workouts, playing catch either on the road or going to, a field or something like that. So it was a little different. Tried to stay as sharp as I could be, considering these circumstances, but I feel like when we do hopefully start up again, won't be too far behind.
I was looking at this roster in spring training. There's obviously it's a young team, and there are a lot of guys here who are in their first, second, or third year of major league service time. Have you noticed guys like Shoemaker or Grichuk or guys who have been around a little longer? Are they handling it a little differently than some of the young guys? I'm just wondering if, and I mean that in terms of what they're saying in the Zoom calls and how they're reacting to things. Have you noticed that the veterans are handling this a little differently than some of the younger guys?
Well, I'd say the veteran guys, especially, they're all great leaders, and their routines are so down packed. Like, I feel like a time like this, it still would affect them, but. They're kind of solid in their ways about how they do things. So I feel like those guys definitely be ready once the season comes around. And yeah, they are a little more vocal, they have more time in the league. So they know how the league kind of works a little bit more than us young guys. So yeah, those are the guys that are most vocal, giving us advice on how to do things. So yeah, it's definitely those guys, I would just say they're a little more vocal.
Jordan, one of the great things about athletics, regardless of the sport you're watching, including baseball, of course, is how players sort of use the crowd, the energy of the crowd, for certain moments. I'm sure you growing up as a kid, you've seen so many pitchers. The crowd is going nuts. It's a tight game in the playoffs. People are screaming. You see a pitcher really get amped up and put somebody away. You're going to be in one of these incredibly weird positions where the likelihood is you're going to be playing with essentially no atmospheric sound. Nobody in the crowd. How do you think that will affect you? And are there things that you're going to have to do maybe mentally to try to I don't know, juice up the adrenaline or just sort of figure out ways to get maybe the external juice that you normally could get from the crowd?
Yeah, so, you know, I would want to say, you know, having those fans wouldn't affect me either way, but, you know, we are human, so when you're in a big environment, a big atmosphere, you know, the crowd's really pumped up, you do kind of get that extra adrenaline, you know what I mean? So I feel like for myself, pitching, you know, in bigger games, bigger crowds, it always kind of helped me. I kind of channel that. So, yeah, it will be definitely different playing in front of, you know, no fans. But I played in the Florida State League in 2017, and we didn't have a lot of fans there. So I'm guessing it will be kind of similar. You really have to lock it in a little bit more because when there's no fans, I feel like it's a little easier to lose focus out there. So just going to have to stay mentally sharp and kind of block all that out.
All right. You mentioned the Florida State League. Now, there is a chance, it seems, that the Jays will, in fact, be starting their regular season in Florida. That does appear to be the case when it comes about. There's some talk that it would be at Tropicana Field, that they would use the indoor facility. You've played in Florida in July and August. Tell me about that experience. It's not comfortable.
Yeah, so it's July and August. Definitely not cold in Florida during those months. It's really, really hot. You got to make sure to stay hydrated. You know, you don't want to be in the sun, honestly, too long when you don't have to be because it really drains you. So that will be a challenge. You know, of course, I want to be playing in Toronto. I think so does the whole team. But if that means not having a season because we can't play there, you know, all the guys would love to play down here. So it's just kind of one of those things we're going to have to get over if you know, we do want to have a season and that's the only option.
Jordan, how do you feel about the idea of daily temperature checks, daily testing, committing yourself to what will be a quarantined environment? Essentially, this is the only way that this is going to happen. And for some guys, this might not be an issue. For other guys, it would be. But you personally, have you sort of thought about the medical part of what you will have to go through in order to play?
Yeah, so the daily temperature checks, you know, the testing, I have zero problem with that. You know, first and foremost, we got to keep everyone safe. And if that means, you know, taking a little time to do testing, temperature checks, that's no problem for me. You know, the quarantine environment, you know, I'm not sure exactly what that will entail. But, you know, that would be really tough if, you know, I couldn't see my family couldn't come watch me play. So that would probably be, you know, the only issue that would be tough for myself, you know, because, you know, I'd love to see my family. And if they're not able to come, you know, that'd be tough. And a lot of guys on the team, you know, they have kids, wives. So, yeah, it'd be difficult for all of us, I think, in that aspect.
Jordan, I know that you know, you don't know every player in the league, so this is obviously going to be just you doing a little bit of guesswork. But, you know, as you mentioned, there are going to be players who have partners or wives who might be pregnant. There are going to be players who have elderly parents who they might not want to leave for an extended period of time. There are players who have kids. I don't know what the situation is going to be if they don't want to get them out of their area or not. So everybody's going to have their sort of own things. If you had to guess today, could you give me sort of your thought on what kind of percentage you think of players would end up committing to this and playing? Like, do you think there would be any kind of, I don't even know, like medium level or small to medium group of players who would decide it's just not worth it for me this year?
Yeah. So, all the guys that I know and that I've been talking to, we all really want to play. And if it's, you know, sacrificing maybe some family time, you know, most of the guys are on board. But like you said, there are players around the league with, you know, maybe children that might be compromised, that maybe they're caretakers for their elderly parents. And, you know, you really feel for those guys. And I think that, you know, if they don't want to play because of the, you know, the risk there, I don't think we could blame anyone for that. You know, first and foremost, you got to keep your family safe. But All the guys that I've talked to, majority of the guys, they don't really see that as a, I mean, as a huge problem, because most of the guys aren't in that situation. So I'd say most of the guys are just ready and willing to play.